Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Fan Morning Show. Brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We've asked, would you pay O'Neal Cruz $200-plus million right now to stick around with the Pittsburgh Pirates? 412-928-9370. And someone texted in and said, he doesn't even know how to speak English. All right, Jim from Lower Burl, neither do you. You walk into a giant eagle in Blonox. O'Neal Cruz know better English than Yinz. I mean, have you listened to this show every day? O'Neal Cruz, he's better doing the English than me. All right? Come on now.
Yeah. We're the last people that should be judging people's English.
Damn
here
right.
In Pittsburgh.
Damn
Pittsburgh
right.
People, like, listen. We don't need to be judging the way anybody talks. Give me a break.
Callis, do we have any Spanish speakers on the line? Okay. 412-928-9370. Someone texts in, if I moved to Italy, I would learn Italian. Maybe. Maybe you wouldn't. Maybe you're not that smart.
Italian's hard.
It's a whole different language. Yeah. My mother-in-law grew up in a house where her parents came here from Italy through Ellis Island. They came here from Italy. They didn't speak any English, and yes, they learned English. They also spoke Italian to their children. She can't speak it. She can understand it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy.
Right.
Texter, why would he drive all the way to Blonox? Well played. Mm-hmm. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Spend money! Spend money! Bob Nutting won't spend money! Okay, should he pay O'Neal Cruz? No, he's not worth it. Can't pay that guy. Why? 412-928-9370. Our guy Rob in Chicago has been waiting for a long time on hold. Sorry about that. How you doing, Rob?
Crowley, you're going to blow an O-ring if you don't cool it on the language stuff.
That's right.
You know, just so you know, a little factoid, when Lemieux got drafted in 85, he watched soap operas to learn English. You know that. All My Children, Edge of Night, all that stuff.
Yes, and he always thought that his nanny was trying to sleep with him and then that she was going to murder someone in his extended family.
Right. I make an offer at O'Neal Cruz. I think he's worth, investing in the future. Skeens. The only thing that concerns me about Skeens is his velocity being down. Something's
me
up.
Too.
But you got to remember, these coaching staffs analyze everything, even with the exception of ours, apparently. And, I mean, they know everything he's doing. And, you know, like you said, it's a pushback, you know. And I think that Skeens will figure it out, but that velocity going from 103 to 97, that's something's up with that.
Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned by that too, Rob. And it might just simply be the arm slot thing, and maybe he's trying to pitch more to contact because he wants to go deeper into ball games. But when you couple the dip in velocity with the fairly significant dip in strikeouts per nine innings, I don't like it. I don't like it.
I think he's just kind of tapering and measuring the season. He still hasn't been here a full year.
Right.
And I know that the pitch count probably has. I mean, he started obviously pitching now, but I mean, we're what? When is the second? So 8 days until he comes up. So, I mean, it hasn't even been a full year since he's been here. I think that he's trying to, you know, he's trying to look at a different process clearly because it's all new to him. And he's trying to make sure that he doesn't overthrow now whenever he's going to need to throw some gas in July.
Could be that.
That made sense. That was a weird way of
No, I think you said it well. He's only started 30 games in his major league career, and he has said that he thinks he's built for 240 innings. He has said just recently to SI that he thinks he could throw 140 pitches in a game. If you're throwing 100 routinely, you're probably not going to be able to do either of those things. And let's face it, neither of those things will happen anyhow. But that's his mindset, so maybe you do take a little off. We're looking for reasons. We're not trying to just crap on our guy. I mean,
no.
He's the number one reason to have any kind of hope with these Pittsburgh Pirates. But I am going to put him a little bit in the Brian Reynolds category. This season is slipping away. Reynolds hit a homer, and the game before he finally had two hits, breaking an 0-for-20 stretch for him. I mean, the season's slipping away, and Reynolds hadn't been good enough.
Mm-hmm.
The season's slipping away, and while by every metric Paul Skenes has been good, he has not been Cy Young caliber. And the season might already be over on May 2nd. Yuck. That's my kind of English right there.
Yuck.
Bangren! Dan in Murrysville, hello.
Hey, guys. The only reason to pay Cruz $200 million is if you're trying to win. And the Pirates are not trying to win. They're trying to be profitable. And they're doing that just fine. It's like you guys forgot that they don't want to win.
I mean, they paid Brian Reynolds $100 million. They paid Mitch Keller. They paid
Hayes.
They probably keep Brian Hayes.
Do you think they're trying to win?
That's not the question. They've kept their young talent, have they not?
They can finish. They can be the third worst team in baseball with or without Cruz. Why pay the $200 million? You're going to be in the same place.
No question, but the same is true then for Brian Reynolds, Key Brian Hayes, Mitch Keller, Andrew McCutchen. They paid $51.5 million back when that was a lot of money.
Those are all discounted contracts compared to the rest of the league.
This would be a discounted contract too, Dan. He could probably make $300 million if he's a 40 home run hitter.
Dan, I honestly see where you're coming from. I really do. I do see where he's coming from. Why pay O'Neill Cruz a record-breaking numbers for your franchise whenever you're fine with the status quo of what it is? Like, it was a bargain, right? Like for Reynolds. Like Reynolds could have made more money somewhere else, probably.
Sure.
So you paid somebody $100 million, so now you're gonna go 200 whenever you don't really have to?
I mean, you don't have to if you're okay with just saying goodbye to him in 3 years.
I mean, they've done it a bunch of times, the players.
Here's why you do it, though. You're going to have to pay him a lot of money the next 3 years in arbitration anyway.
Like, what are we talking? We're not like...
I mean, if he winds up having a season that he looks like he's going to have where he's on pace for 41 homers, I mean, we could be looking at Vladimir Guerrero Jr. numbers, $20 million, something like that. So you might as well just pay him that guaranteed and then take a few years of free agency. If you're going to have to pay him anyway, mm-hmm. You might as well do it on your terms and for a little bit longer. Look, I understand anybody who's critical of the Pirates and says, why, if you're a player, would you want to come to the island of misfit toys? I totally get that. But money also talks, and they should at least make him say no, which, by the by, is the same word in English and in Spanish.
No.
Yes.
Si.
Por qué? Evan in Penn Hills. Hello,
hey,
Evan.
Hey, how's it going? So I just wanted to talk about, first of all, that caller from Lower Burrell that said that stuff about O'Neill Cruz. That's a little crazy. All I care about is if my baseball player plays good baseball.
Me too.
Paul Skenes, I don't know if you guys saw the big night out, but he didn't speak perfect English there. That's an English speaker. So I'm not looking for my baseball player to, you know, be the next professor Pitt at English. I just want them to play good.
Evan, he could talk out of his ass like Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. If he hits 41 home runs, that's all I care about.
That's it.
Thank you, Evan.
That is it.
Yeah,
they're well educated up Penn Hills.
Yeah, up Penn Hills. That's a Pittsburgh thing.
That's right.
We're going up camp.
Mm-hmm.
Up to Erie.
Going up camp, see the Steelers play.
Yep.
Except it'd be Stillers.
Yep.
People say you have a Pittsburgh accent.
I do. I never realized that until I left Pittsburgh.
See, you and Donnie, it's very, and you guys are different too. Like Donnie's, I think, is more pronounced than yours. It's thicker than yours. But you both, on the sliding scale of like Fox Chapel, where you're not going to have any Pittsburghese down in Uniontown, right? Where you're going to have all kind of Pittsburghese. You guys are very, very much closer to the non-Pittsburghese end of the spectrum. But I guarantee you, I'm sure you heard this a lot. I think we've talked about it. Wherever you went, people go, oh, you're from Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or what's that accent? I'm like, what accent? That's what I got the most. Like, where are you from? What's that accent? I'm like, man, that's Pittsburgh. Like, oh, my gosh, I have an accent. I really do.
You do.
And it's Pittsburgh. It's not, I'm not from the South. I'm not from, you know, the Midwest.
Pittsburgh East.
Right. It's Pittsburgh.
First time I heard you on the radio, I didn't know that it was you.
Because I was white?
Yeah.
Yeah.
412-928-9370. Someone on the YouTube comments on Wednesday said, I have never watched the YouTube stream before. I have never seen Doug Whaley. I thought he was a fat white guy. We'll take some more calls on O'Neill Cruz and Paul Skeens at 412-928-9370. But a legend played his final game last night. What does he mean to all of us?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Minnesota Wild lost last night to the Vegas Golden Knights. Why is that newsworthy in Pittsburgh? Well, Marc-Andre Fleury, Doran, he's retiring.
Yep.
That's it. Gave him a nice send-off last night, a standing ovation. We'll get into Marc-Andre Fleury in a minute here. But to put a bow on this O'Neill Cruz conversation, here's a tweet from D's. I almost got. D-E-E-Z. What do you think the next word was? You don't have to say it.
22691.
That's right. Paying Cruz is the false attempt to show the fans they care. Yeah, they'll try to sign him big money, but your left fielder is Alex Canario. Same reason they paid Reynolds and Hayes, one or two big signings to act like they care. Everyone else makes pennies. I'd rather watch O'Neill Cruz play baseball here than play baseball someplace else. It's pretty simple to me. And they need to do stuff like this to curry favor with a fan base that otherwise can't stand the baseball team that they also simultaneously love.
Yeah, but isn't this the excuse of why you didn't sign any big-time free agents in the offseason? They could say this is the excuse that they're going to make. Oh, well, we were saving up the money because we knew we were going to pay Cruz this year. Here you go.
Ideally, here's how this works. You pay the Reynolds of the world. You pay the Cruises, the Kellers of the world. You're not going to be able to pay Skeens. You pay a Jared Jones, something like that, right? And then you're supposed to draft and develop around your core. They got half of it right to this point. Like, Reynolds deserved that money. Mitch Keller at the time deserved that money. And relative to starting pitching around Major League Baseball, he's not making that much. Key Brian Hayes, I totally understood why they signed him to that contract at the time, and his glove alone makes him pretty much worth that. They've done the thing that they should be doing. That's step one. Step two, draft and develop, and they've not done a good job of that at all. At all. I mean, Henry Davis isn't hitting. Hasn't hit. Gonzalez has been hurt, but even before then was an average major league hitter. And that's really the list. 2 days ago, they had zero guys in their lineup that they drafted and developed. You need both things to work in concert. That's what good teams do. That's what the Royals are doing. That's what the Reds did with Hunter Green. That's what you're supposed to do. Pay your core and then develop around them. Just like they paid Andrew McCutchen. 2013, 2014, 2015, Andrew McCutchen was under contract, that $51.5 million deal, which at the time was a pretty good deal. And then you sign key free agents around those guys, and you develop to the Neil Walkers of the world, the Pedro Alvarezes of the world. They're just not drafting and developing right now. And that's why the general manager needs to go.
And surrounding those guys.
Yes.
Surrounding the core.
Yeah, the GM's done a terrible job of that, which is inarguable. From a pitching standpoint, you feel pretty good about Bubba Chandler, and Jared Jones has looked good, and they got Paul Skeens. Like, pitching side, they've done all right in, if not good. There's nothing to show in 6 years that this regime knows how to acquire and or develop hitting talent. And Gorski, who was a second-round pick in the last administration, well, because he wasn't their idea, their guy, they waited until he was 27 damn years old to call him up. 412-928-9370. Texter, Crowley's taking it way too easy on Bob Nutting. How? How? I'm saying he needs to fork over $200 million. And I'm pointing out correctly that he has paid guys. He has. Now, he hasn't paid that kind of money. And at some point, you have to. Like, at some point, you had to pay a guy $100 million. At some point, you're going to have to pay a guy $200
million. But do you have to, I think, is a question, too. Does he have to? I don't know. I don't think so. Doesn't have to.
Well, you don't have to do anything.
Right.
It's not like subpoena power.
Yeah, but like, I mean, does he want to just stay and keep it the way it is? Like, he can.
I'd like to keep the one good position player that they have. Like, the one potentially great position player they have, I'd like to keep that guy and build around him.
Well, Reynolds could be an argument that they already have that guy.
He ain't that good.
Well,
he's worthy of the contract, but he ain't a guy that's going to carry you.
I understand
he
that.
He hits fifth or sixth on a great baseball team, of which this is not.
I'm trying to play devil's advocate.
Well, don't.
I mean, they could say that they've already tried to do that, and that's what they're trying to do, and Reynolds is the guy. We don't need another one.
Well, then if they don't sign Cruz to a big-time deal, spread that money around to other people. But here's the dirty little secret. They could pay O'Neill Cruz, what are they right now, at $90 million, their payroll? You could pay O'Neill Cruz, let's just say for argument's sake, 20. And that would be him if he hits 40 home runs taking a sizable discount. I do get that too. And you're up around 110. You were at $100 million in 2015. Must I explain inflation to the Pirates? Like $110 million now is nothing. Mm-hmm. When you were doing it 10 years ago and the franchise's valuation has gone up like tenfold. They could pay him and a couple of other players. Their payroll could be $140 million, and they're not feeling that at all. Because you know what else they're doing at that point? Packing the damn ballpark. Forgot the K there.
Par.
Par. Me bad at English, too. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I keep going off on tangents, and I apologize for that. Said we'd get into Marc-Andre Fleury. He is done now. He will never lace him up and play in a National Hockey League game again. How do we view Marc-Andre Fleury? Because people will say that they love the man, and they will look at him glowingly. And I saw social media posts last night. People said they're crying watching his send-off in Minnesota. There was a time in Pittsburgh when he was absolutely eviscerated for his playoff performances. And I'm not saying that that wasn't warranted. He had some stinkers out there after 09. I think about that Flyers series in 2012 as the number one example of a guy who couldn't stop a beach ball. Could not do it. And he was not the primary goaltender when they hoisted the cup in 16 and 17. In 17, he won those first two series, and they don't do it without him. In 16, they don't make the playoffs if he wasn't as stellar as he was in the regular season. So he had a massive part in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like he was more beloved after the fact than he really ever was for his time in Pittsburgh. He's a curious case to me. And there's like this revisionist history. Oh, Marc-Andre, we loved you so much. No, you love him now. You'll buy his Vegas jersey now. You'll buy his Wild jersey now. But while he was here, I don't think he was appreciated even close to what he is at this particular moment.
I think he parted ways at the perfect time. Like, if they would have stretched it out and he was here longer, I don't think people would be as infatuated with Marc-Andre Fleury as they are now. I think it was like perfect timing for him to go a different direction. And now he looks like a hero almost, because you look back and think of all the good things that he did, that he could have been bad if he'd have just played a little bit longer, or they'd have chose him over Murray or whatever. So
people love that revisionist history too. They should have kept Fleury. No general manager in the sport would have kept Fleury at the time.
Right.
You had a young goaltender who just won back-to-back championships with a 923 and a 937 save percentage, respectfully. I know that that's not what you're doing, but I wanted to make that point.
Yeah.
That, Doran, I think, man, did you nail that? And it's the whole Mike Sullivan conversation in a way. You either, in the Batman quote, you either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become a villain.
We're going
to
do the same thing with him. If he wins in New York or not, we're going to do it in 5 years. We're going to be like, or 6 years, we're going to be like, oh, Mike Sullivan, man. He was a great coach.
I want to have that conversation next. That's exactly where I was going, Mr. Dickerson. But real quick, you're right about Fleury. He did win the Vezina with Vegas, which they played a much better defensive structure, and they rolled four lines, and they were tough to play against. The Penguins have played fire wagon hockey our entire lives. It's difficult to be a Pittsburgh Penguins goaltender. But the last 3 years with Minnesota, 908 save percentage, 895 save percentage, 899 save percentage. Had he been here putting up those numbers, he would be viewed the way that some view Chris Letang. Oh, he's hung on too long. Oh, right. My God, this guy's washed up. You're right, man. In Chicago, he was pretty good. 908 save percentage. I forgot even that he was there for a spell. But if he played the way he played in Minnesota the last 3 years, but in Pittsburgh, people would be crushing the guy.
Crushing him.
Because people live in the moment. It's what we do as a society. How are we going to view Mike Sullivan 6 years from now? I love that topic, Doran. 412-928-9370. All eyes on the New York Rangers right now. Multiple reports out there that the former Penguins bench boss is close to signing on with Big Blue. Oh, my God. Sliding into some hockey talk here, we've got Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette at the top of the 8 o'clock hour to go over the Steelers draft. You can chime in, 412-928-9370 on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Marc-Andre Fleury is retiring. He skated for the final time last night as he gave a wave to 20,000 cheering Minnesota Wild fans. How do you remember Marc-Andre Fleury? Because there was a time when a lot of people in this town couldn't stand the guy. That's a fact. But because they won two championships with him being a part of them at the end of his career, people view the guy glowingly. And I feel like people forget that they treated him pretty rough for a time there. Your thoughts on Marc-Andre Fleury stepping away from the game at 412-928-9370. And then the other massive story that we told you was going to happen a week plus ago is that Mike Sullivan in contract negotiations with the New York Rangers, and he will be one of the highest paid coaches in hockey history. So you're telling me that Kyle Dubas said, you're gone. See ya, Mike. And it was all Kyle Dubas's decision, right? That's what the beat writers want you to think. That's what the Penguins and Kyle Dubas want you to think. What we reported earlier this week is that Sully went in. He didn't agree with the direction of the Pittsburgh Penguins. He had some demands that he wanted to be met if he was going to stick around. Those demands weren't met, namely just trying to be competitive this year. He wanted out, guys. He either wanted to win here in Pittsburgh and be told that the plan was to win now, or he was going to go someplace where he thought he could win now. When there are eight teams that could bid for his services. But no, it's all coincidence. That's neither here nor there, though, unless you've got something to add. All right, so that's neither here nor there. In 6 years, how are we going to view this? Because if he goes to New York and he wins, and I think he will, maybe not a championship, maybe a championship. But let's say he wins. 6 years from now, are we going to look back and go, oh, geez, they made a huge mistake. Like the whole Fleury-Murray thing. Oh, boy, they should have kept Marc-Andre Fleury. Is that what we're going to do? Because right now, most people who are Penguins fans say, you know what, it was time to move on. Are y'all going to be saying the same thing 6 years from now? I don't know about that.
Yeah, like who's going to be in a better spot, Mike Sullivan or Kyle Dubas in 6 years? Like, I think that it's almost 100% that we're going to look back and be like, oh my gosh, Mike Sullivan, blah, 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 blah. We miss him. What a great coach he was. And now he's off winning championships with probably another team other than New York. He probably wins in New York and then goes somewhere else. And probably wins. I think we're 100% going to look back and be like,
they kept the wrong guy.
They kept the wrong guy. Dubas doesn't know what he's doing. He should have never fired him. They should have never parted ways. Should have gave Mike Sullivan what he wanted. They wanted to win then, wanted to win now. Should have just listened to him. 100% we will. There's no doubt. We do that all the time. We do that with a lot of players and a lot of coaches all the time. And this guy was a winning one. So, I mean, we do that with non-winning coaches. Like non-championship coaches.
Oh, Clint Hurdle, please.
Exactly.
Come back.
Exactly.
At the fan reunion, he did a video, and he got the biggest crowd pop out of anybody. More than Bill friggin' Cowher.
Jamie Dixon. I mean, he didn't win a championship, but like in, like we talk about all the time is pit people.
Well, it's the whole you never miss, you never know what you have until it's gone thing.
Exactly.
And what's the other one? Distance makes the heart grow fonder. I was in a long-distance relationship for a while. In college. Navigated that. Now we're married. It's a tough thing to do, Doran.
Yeah, I was in long distance, too.
It's a tough thing to navigate.
It's hard. Mm-hmm. It is hard. But, I mean, this situation is going to be a lot harder because your last memory of a situation after a while, and it could be anything in life, usually isn't bad. And especially whenever there was so much good. When there was so much good in a situation, and then that situation is gone, and you look back years later, you think about the good. So our lasting memories after Mike Sullivan goes to a different team, goes to New York in a couple years, are going to be, man, he won a cup with the Penguins, 2016, 2017. That's going to be our last memory, and that's what's going to bring us back to being like, oh my gosh. Like
they never should have moved on.
Exactly. We're not going to think about these past 3 years. We won't, because there's nothing to think about. All we're going to think about is the cups.
When you think about college, do you think about the mountain of work you had to do?
No.
I sure as hell don't.
No.
When I think about high school, I don't think about the homework. I think about theater shows and being a crouton and sex. All right, I'm lying about the last part. Nobody wanted to touch me. But that's what you think about. You don't think about all the hard times. No. Like when you think back about your first child. You don't really, I know I don't, like, I don't think, oh, the long night, stuff like that. You just think, oh, remember the first time they talked, the first time they walked. We do, just as human beings, I think the preset is, when I'm waxing nostalgia, I'm not thinking about the rough times.
Especially whenever, if it was really, really bad, in like a situation, like okay, like you might, but whenever it was bad at times, but it was great, a lot of the times, you think about the great stuff.
You do.
You think about the great stuff.
It would be the least surprising thing in the world for Mike Sullivan to go and have a ton of success now, and then people say, oh, man, can you believe they let that guy get away? Can you believe it?
Like, watching him, you know, if he wins a cup somewhere else, like, that's going to be very tough for Penguins fans.
They are going to be good this year. The Rangers are. They're going to be very good this year. They have the goaltender in place. The Penguins haven't had a goaltender in place here since Matt Murray was the Matt Murray we all thought would be a franchise cornerstone. Jarry had a couple of seasons where he was an all-star. I understand that. But when the moments were big, he wilted or was hurt.
Especially this situation is difficult because if the next guy that they hire hasn't been or won a cup, we're always going to compare.
Oh, he.
The next guy that they hire has, like, we talk about, is this a sexy job? Like, it's a tough, very, very tough job. I mean, this is like, to relate, like Kenny Pickett stepping into Ben Roethlisberger's shoes. So unless, like, you get like a big time name that has won a cup, we're always going to say, this guy isn't living up to what Mike Sullivan did. Even if we understand that there was bad times, this guy, next guy is going to have a tough job, tough gig.
Think about Syracuse with Boeheim. And at the end, it wasn't the same, but last year was ugly. I think about Kevin Stallings coming in here after Jamie Dixon. I think about, oh, geez, Dana Holgorsen, this guy's pretty average. And then they hire Neil Friggin Brown. Like, there's no guarantee the next guy works out. Yeah. But I think there's a pretty strong guarantee that Mike Sullivan goes and wins a ton of friggin' hockey games in New York.
Yes.
A ton.
And I'm going to say that he does it with New York and then somebody else, too.
Yeah, he's going to coach for a long time. Yeah. And the Penguins, they kept him longer than most teams keep their head coaches. He was the second longest tenured head coach in hockey behind Cooper in Tampa. And you just don't have guys who coach for this long in the league. He could go to New York, win big time these next 2-3 years, have a bad season, and the next thing you know, he's in Detroit.
Yep.
Happens all the time in the NHL. How many different teams has John Tortorella coached? Has Peter Laviolette coached? I mean, and that list goes on and on and on. So, yeah, it wouldn't shock me at all if he has success at multiple places. What should the Penguins be looking for in their next head coach? We'll talk about that coming up next, 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. We have left ourselves short on time here. So what kind of coach do these Penguins need? I think Jason Mackey will be really good on that, Doran. Yes. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, he'll join us for a full hour. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Chris Carter, who covers the Steelers for the Post-Gazette. People texting in, what you guys talked about in the last segment is exactly why the Steelers won't fire Mike Tomlin. Yeah, that's their viewpoint, is that Tomlin would go off and win someplace else. No question about it. I'm not advocating that the Penguins should have kept Mike Sullivan. Most of the listening audience thinks the Penguins did the right thing, if it was their decision, to part ways with the two-time cup-winning coach. What we are saying is he's going to have success elsewhere, and just give it like 5-6 years and people are going to be saying, I knew it the whole time, they should have kept Sullivan. Yeah. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you'd have at least a faction of the Steelers fan base that if he went off to, like if it had been Chicago this offseason, and he went there and won a championship or won a couple of playoff games. Oh, I knew it. They shouldn't have moved on. They shouldn't have done it. Not saying that it wouldn't have been the right move. Definitely not saying that moving on from Sullivan isn't the right play for the organization. But just give it like half a decade and you're going to have a ton of revisionist history.
There's no doubt.
That's all.
It always happens.
Yep. It happens with everything.
Yep. And even within lesser circumstances. Lesser coaches.
Lesser players.
Lesser players. Always happens.
Like, who was the guy? Jared McCann, who the Penguins absolutely should have kept around, but he turned into a much better player when he left than he was while he was here. That's a fact. People, oh my God, they could have won a championship with Jared McCann. No, he would have helped them.
Mm-hmm.
He was young and he scored a lot of goals, but he wasn't that player here in Pittsburgh. If Sully goes off and wins, it does not mean it was the wrong move. And Dubas said so much at the press conference. Like, he's a great coach. He was not the right coach for now. I would make that same argument for Tomlin. Great coach. For me, not the right guy for right now. There's Mr. Right. There's Mr. Right now. He might be Mr. Right for somebody else. He ain't Mr. Right now. So I don't want that to be conflated. Just because you go and you crush it elsewhere. Like Andy Reid, the Eagles should have moved on from him. The other example I bring up all the time is Mark Richt at Georgia. All that guy ever did was finish in the top 25 and take Georgia to 9 or 10 wins. And when he was let go, it was like, I think a lot of people in that fan base said it was time, but a lot of people in the fan base like, oh, what could happen? Well, what happened is Kirby Smart comes in and kicks ass. Mark Richt went on before his heart attack, crushed it at Miami for a year, brought them back for a season. That's a hard job. Went down there and won real quick. Obviously, they made the right move.
Yeah.
I digress. Texter, the siren in that Buckle Up PA commercial has me all messed up. Yeah. Side note, when there are siren sounds on commercials, I get very mad at my radio.
And start looking in the rearview mirror?
Every time.
Yep.
Can't stand it. or there's a barking dog or something. I'm like, oh no, I just run one over.